Welcome to everyone. Feeling really good for welcoming you in the warmth, river of, you know, Kabir, probably. You know, floating will be very, very enjoyable. So please feel welcomed. And if there is anything from the last reading, you know, if Kabir singing today. Bhaji Gobind Bhuli Jan Jahu Manisa Janam Ki Ehi Lahu Gur Seva Kar Bhagat Kamai Jote Manisa Dehi Pai Ya Dehi Ko Loche Deva So Dehi Kari Hari Ki Seva. जब लग जुरा रोग नहीं आया तब लग काल ग्रसे नहीं काया जब लग हीन पड़े नहीं बानी तब लग भज मन सारंग पानी अब नहीं भजस भजस कब भाई आवे अंत भज्यो नहीं जाई जे कुछ करें सोई तत्सार फिर पछताव न पावह पार सेवक सो जो लागे सेव तिन ही पाया निरंजन देव गुरु मिल जिनके खुले कपाट बहुर न आवे जोनी बात यह तेरा अवसर यह तेरी बार घट ही भीतर देख विचार कहे कबीर जीत भावे हार बहु विध कहो पुकार पुकार Kabir informing us that as human, like we have this possibility to forget things, you know, as human, like as we know that we forget things. So he's informing us that, you know, as human we have this forgetfulness. So he's asking us, you know, like once you like walk little, and also feel good about it. But there is a chance that you might forget that, you know, you have been walking and that has been feeling very good, but still, as human, we always have this liberation to be engaged into something else, you know, like we could be feeling very good, still there is a possibility to engage into something else. So he's asking us, you know, if possible, not to use this possibility, you know, so that you start and you are on and you become off, you know, in between, because like a continuity is the key of like a key of spiritual life, key of also life, you know, like think if from thinking, you know, if I breathe, certainly I'm going to forget, you know, like it. I think, you know, none of us will remember to breathe, you know, some point. So, like, it's so good that nature has given this kind of, like, something which is not from our mind, you know, something that breathe comes and goes. Similar thing Kabir is saying, that also in spiritual life, this is very important to keep on, to continue, so that fulfillment which can happen as human could happen, so that we really walk to what we supposed to be, what we like, you know, as human we have this possibility to be born as human and not die as human, kind of. Like, there is a possibility that one could take birth in human form. You know, form certainly will be still human, but could die in different, like, inner realm. And this is what Kabir is saying, that not to forget kind of like your age. We don't forget our breakfast, you know, lunch, dinner. So he's asking us not to really forget also this food, you know, food which comes through spirituality, you know, something, some kind of you know, some essence happens in through practicing, through looking for love without emotion and feeling that love. गुरु सेवा करी भगत कमाई जो ते मनिखा देही बाई एंड कबीर सेइंग दैट रियली हैविंग ह्यूमन बॉडी इज ए ब्लेसिंग लाइक बिकॉज हैविंग ह्यूमन बॉडी one has possibility to grow as Buddha, you know, as many other whom we consider great. So saying certainly being born as human already you have a good luck, and if you can make use of that good luck by cultivating your practices, ya dehi ko loche deva so dehi kari hari ki seva. And certainly there are higher beings than the human, and somehow it's very difficult for them to be born as human, as well as very difficult for them to kind of like to go beyond that without having a human form. So Kabir asking us, you know, is not like the possibility we have, it's not very common, you know. It's not like it's really you know, like what he's trying to say, that many higher beings in the energy form really want to transform kind of like into more higher realm, and without having a human body it's not possible for them. So they really know the importance of human form, that how important that is to be born as human. So he's asking us really because since you have the human form, so really make use of it. Like generally, things which we have, we always forget, you know. Like generally, like this is also another of our nature. Like, you know, if I have this watch, I always forget about what I have, because I always look what I don't have, you know. So what I don't have, that I know. What I have, I don't know, kind of, generally. So this is why Kabir is asking us that, please, consider that what you have is really something very great, you know. It's not just something. जब लग जुरा रोग नहीं आया, जब लग काल ग्रसय नहीं काया. एंड सर्टेनली हैविंग ह्यूमन फॉर्म, नॉट टू बी सर्टेन, यू नो दैट काइंड ऑफ लाइक हाउ लॉन्ग इट विल बी विद अस, यू नो, बिकॉज सर्टेनली लाइक टू आई वॉज बॉर्न विद ब्लैक हेयर, यू नो, एंड नाउ दे आर नॉट, काइंड ऑफ ऑलमोस्ट नन ऑफ देम, यू नो, are black, you know, some in the back.
So what is it in the human form that enables us to become free? And
yeah, kind of like a jump is possible, you know, kind of like little like a as human, you know, you can, you have a possibility to jump, you know, jump across the energy, you know, like energetic being realm.
Jump where?
Yeah, it's a good question, yeah.
Because part of being human being is suffering, and that's why we have this great possibility out of suffering to go further.
Yeah, yeah. You know, also out of suffering, and also like not only because of suffering, also like, you know, suffering is a like a way to go out. Also questing, you know. Also it's not that everyone suffers, you know, in order to be in spiritual path. There are people who don't suffer and still on spiritual path. So, you know, this is like one of the possibility that suffer because of suffering we are on the path. But also some people are not because of suffering, you know. They out of questing they are. So like what happens that like a say whatever is, you know, whatever life is, like a when life is expressed, it's within the conditions. Like life is expressed within the conditions. Like, you know, conditions of human, you know, conditions of like this energy realm, and condition of human is very appropriate to jump like beyond the energy realm, because from energy realm it will not be possible to jump to make a move. And this is why Kabir is saying that like these beings which are in energy realm, they really really want to be born as human so that they can have jump, you know, so that conditions can change for them, you know, in order to go beyond conditions. Like, you know, the conditions of energy realm are not pro to jump. One has to be there, and only through the conditions of human, you know, jump is possible. So this is what he's saying, that when like it's really very difficult to kind of like describe, you know, like these situations.
This one that possibly called this other higher being.
Yeah. Like higher beings means kind of like a like what we call energy fields, like not kind of like having the body of light, not the body of matter. Mm-hmm. And because of having the body of light, you are not enable to break. Mm-hmm. Like you still conditioned to body of light. And nature of life is to be beyond the conditions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so life from inside wants, but body of light is kind of unbreakable, you know, made in Germany kind, you know, that kind of, you know, or whatever. So, you know, it's like a unbreakable realm. And here it's like more breakable, you know, made in India kind of. Yeah. So, you know, this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also there we have conditioning, but conditioning, like here conditioning is breakable, you know, it's as if.
Yes, that's what I asked.
Yeah. And there is also conditioning, but it's unbreakable, you know.
Okay.
Like, you know, not easily, because the life of light body, it's like very long, you know, kind of like in and life of this body is like, it's not that long. So all these things apply there. Yes, please.
I'm just talking myself. The unconditional love cannot belong to the conditional human, isn't it? So
yeah.
Because we are dreaming of unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dream of the unconditional human is somehow logical.
Yeah. Yeah, logically, I think, you know, it's like a...
logically is only a word.
Yeah, you know, also logically is very difficult to kind of, you know, to put it together, because somehow, like this... Like the love probably conditioned love is kind of like, we can say love for, conditioned love means love for something, what I like, and love is not love for, you know. Also, that feeling, many times as human we have, that love is there, but far is out of it, you know. So somehow, you know, like it, logically it's very difficult to think, but that happens, you know, that... Like one is bursting out of love, but far is lost, you know. Mm-hmm. And it goes far and far and far, but without far. Kind of. Yeah. So something. So if I make sense, or...
Thank you.
Okay. Kind of it will work.
Is he referring to the godly realms?
Godly realms, yeah. Like, you know, the realm of like light body realms.
Yes.
Yeah. So godly realms. Like he's actually using word deva, you know, as you know, godly realms.
So that would also include some other realms with Shiva and Vishnu. And
yeah, all of them, yeah. So saying, as long as, you know, your hairs are still black, you know, not like mine. So just also include practices, either before your breakfast or after your breakfast, like kind of including practices with the breakfast. Either before or after, no? Anytime.
Do we practice to reach the higher realms? Or does it have anything to do with practice?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, it's like what happens, right? There is like a, like say, very scientific thing, you know. Like when plane runs and then take off. And also like there are like helicopters, you know, they don't run and they take off. So somehow, like, you know, like this, because this is life, so life includes leaps and walking on the ground both. Like life is made of leaps plus walking on the ground. So it's not like one or the other. It's like somehow in life, practices are included, as well as leaps, where leap is like, you know, like when plane take off, like something illogical, you know. Like, you know, life is made of logic and illogic and beyond logic. Kind of, you know. So then, like, you know, like generally, like when we think our practices, we are thinking like logically. We don't include illogic. And nature of life is logic and illogic together, kind of like, you know, like walking on the ground as well as leap, you know, having kind of like, you know, like in the life, like if we look, say, birds, so there is like a peacock, you know, doesn't have to go through intercourse in order to, you know, for like her babies. Like, you know, what happens that there is like in life you will see like many, many leaps. Like snakes, you know, they crawl. And there is a possibility that cobra can stand on the tail. Like, you know, there are many, many leaps. Like life in the sea, and suddenly leaf happens and out of water we kind of like. So life includes actually both things. So certainly like practice, and a time will come that probably we can say practice will happen. Not like I'm practicing, but a kind of happening. And maybe a time comes that practice leave you. But all of them play a part, you know, in this. Yeah. जब लग हीन पड़े नहीं बानी, तब लग भज मन सारंग पानी. Kabir is asking that certainly, like, life has an end. So as long as life is not coming, life of the body, you know, it's not coming to an end, it's better to practice. अब नहीं भजस भजस कब भाई, आवे अंत भजो नहीं जाए. एंड इफ दीज कंडीशंस आर नॉट एप्रोप्रिएट, लाइक विच कंडीशंस विल बी एप्रोप्रिएट, ही सेइंग लाइक नो, इफ बिफोर ब्रेकफास्ट आर आफ्टर ब्रेकफास्ट यू डोंट हैव टाइम फॉर प्रैक्टिस, यू नो, विच which will be the right condition. जे कुछ करें सोई तत्सार, फिर पछताव न पाव पार. And saying that time is very important factor of human birth. So as long as time permits, keep on, otherwise at the end, like generally in life we say, I should have done that, I should have done that, you know. So Kabir is asking so that you don't have chance to say that to you. सेवक सो जो लागे सेव, तिन ही पाया निरंजन देव. एंड कबीर इज डिस्क्राइबिंग दैट ओनली दोज पीपुल हु आउट ऑफ हम्बुलनेस, आउट ऑफ लाइक out of love, have practiced, they were able to join what is, whatever life is. Guru mil jinke khule kapat, bahuri na aave jo ni baat. And certainly, like in the life, like because there are we find many friends who really do activities around the life, and very few friends who really like to practice. So saying like, once you have found friends who really like to practice, and if in the company of those, like you cannot come practice, certainly you will miss your chance. Because generally, like friends somehow sparkle us, you know, really like we really want to go the way they are going. So Kabir is saying, like, once you have found some friends, and if they are not putting you like on the path, if they are not able to like make you practice, certainly like these chances doesn't come more often, you know, like the chances to go to bar, chances to go to beach, they are easily available, but chances where friends come together to practice is not easily available. So saying like once somehow you are with the company, make use of company. यह तेरा अवसर यह तेरी बार घट ही भीतर देख विचार. And Kabir is saying that in this company, you know, in this company of friends, everyone is advised to look in, to look within, because what you are looking, it's always within. So keep on looking within, and certainly you will make use of your chance, make use of your, you will be able to see within, to look within, to dissolve within, and to be this river of love where floating is possible, and also inviting friends is possible. They will really enjoy floating in this river. So saying once you have found company, you know, all these possibilities are there. So please make use of all the possibilities. कहें कबीर जीत भावे हार यह विद कहो पुकारी पुकारी. एंड कबीर इज सेइंग दैट लाइक आई रियली हैव सेड द वे आई कैन से, एंड नाउ इट्स अप टू यू, लाइक वट एवर यू नो, इट्स नॉट that like kind of like he's saying that, you know, now I played my part, now you have to play your part. And like I can do what I like, Kabir is saying like I can do what I can do more than that, like, you know, now is your chance, you know, to walk. So you have to walk. It's not that by my saying, like what he means, that it's not that, you know, because I said and you will get it, or because you are in my company, so you will get it. It's your walking which will enable you, you know, to join this river of love, and where it's possible to invite all friends in, like who wants. So he's saying like it's really your choice, it's really your wish to and he's feeling like, you know, like Kabir is saying that I really tried to be as clear as I can, you know. I really spoke with clarity, and now more clarity will come if you walk, if you, you know, if you also try to join this, because clarity in your side will come through practicing, through joining, you know, like you will get clear day by day, like a so it's saying like, you know, I have done my part, now your part has to be done. So, and also asking that, you know, it's also your choice, you know, if you feel, if there is a kind of probably, you know, there is like this like some kind of like bursting feeling for this kind of life, what Kabir is asking, what Kabir is inviting. So, saying certainly that feeling will somehow ask you to do necessary. So you just like a saying, I have done my part, you know, kind of like I said it all very clearly, and now you have to be clear by walking, kind of like generally like the way we live life, it's, you know, I want to know it all. No, generally like, you know, I want to know it all, but kind of like never use it. Like generally, like, you know, if we check our lives, so kind of like we invest so much time to know and think that maybe tomorrow I need it. And it feels like that tomorrow never comes, you know, that kind of tomorrow. Because, you know, the tomorrow which comes, you know, it's like little different than what we learned, you know. Like life really brings different opportunities, you know. Like I'm really ready for some, you know, some specific kind of situation. And that situation never comes, you know. What comes is like different situation. And then I'm lost again. My knowledge doesn't work. And if I like keep on walking, knowing that, you know, somehow I will manage this situation. So then maybe, you know, this all time which we spend for knowledge, maybe we need very less knowledge, actually. Kind of like that. Like one of the, you know, in this age, like one of the, probably I will say mistake we are making, that we never live our knowledge, you know, kind of like we really know. Like our lives are so different than what we know, kind of like if somebody can see what I know and somebody can see what I live, you know, will be kind of like really like how I can do that, you know, like if really that person will think, how this person can dare to live the way this person is living when he knows all this. And probably this is the one of the biggest mistake, you know, of the humanity, that we really know it all, but we don't live. So somewhere a kind of bridge has to be made between our life and our knowledge. And somewhere we have to stop ourselves from the knowledge. Because generally what happens that I know it, and when I have to live, because I have to live from my being, you know, and my being is not equipped for my knowledge. So when I live like a kind of like a sick life. And then my knowledge comes and kind of like scolds me that you lived like that. And then there is like a big kind of fight, you know. I really don't like me. Like somewhere slowly starts that I start disliking me. And it happens like I start hating me. And then, you know, life is not fun, you know, if you are hating yourself, you know. I know it. So some, yeah. Yes, please. Yeah.
Who is it in me who doesn't want to know if I know everything? I mean, I'm saying now I, but...
Yeah, like generally, like, you know, what we know is like a adopted knowledge, you know, like through the books, through the, you know, through somebody else, not through me. Like we really don't give chance for my being to know. I give chance for my mind to know. And there is a difference between mind and being. Being cannot really live what I know. So this is kind of like something probably we have to consider that, you know, probably. Like because this way we end up hating ourselves. And if I'm hating me, how can I love you? It's not possible. That I also know. So in order to love, I have to love me, like first. Then only I know what love is, you know. Because if I don't love me, then I might be like, this will be like a kind of like a politics of me, that I love you. Like I love you will be my politics. Yes, please.
And then in order to love me, mm-hmm. and in order not to hate me, mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like really making a bridge. Like what? Because why hate comes? Because it happened that, you know, I'm sitting on the road and I know that this is not good. So I sit there, you know, kind of, and then what happens that my knowledge comes, my mind comes and it scolds me. And says, you know, you are not a good man. And certainly I am not, kind of. And slowly, you know, this kind of like this battle takes over. And I end up kind of hating me. And, you know, it's very difficult kind of to be that way.
Yeah, that's how to get out of this vicious...
Yeah, like really kind of trusting the being. And keep on growing the being, so that being can be knowing. Not the, like, generally, like, you know, this age is age of mind. And we think if mentally we know, we will manage. But generally, like, what happens that memory, you know, like when it's time, it never comes, you know. It always comes after, like the memory. We really, like many, many times, we always forget. So something like some kind of like bridge between what I am and what I know, if we can just like really grow day by day towards that, probably that will be very, very helpful.
What is the bridge like?
Kind of bridge means like a what I am. And what I know is not so different, you know. Somewhere meeting is possible. Like generally, there is no meeting, you know. Like being lives in New York and knowledge lives in kind of Tiruvannamalai, kind of, somewhere, yeah. So something, you know, some kind of. Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand. Can you speak loud?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm sorry. I don't understand about the living of one's knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, this is some kind of inward thing.
Yeah.
That we have to get to know in
mm-hmm.
some ways.
Yeah.
But then I don't know about the whole thing, so I don't know, you know, what is my inward knowledge and what is not.
Do you have any conflict with you sometimes?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like, you know, it's like, that is what I'm referring to, you know.
Could you give some kind of an example?
You know, I think, you know, you see, like, when you have a conflict about yourself.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Well, maybe, should I do this or should I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And then just looking, you know, with the thinking mind.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not being able to make up my mind something.
Yeah.
That's conflict.
No, like a
conflict, you know, with something.
Yeah, this is
pleasurable or spiritually pleasurable or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. No, like, this is kind of like indecisiveness,
yeah.
What you are referring. But I'm saying, like, sometimes, like, you know, you do something, you act upon something,
mm-hmm.
and you don't feel good about that. You know, like, this is like what you describe is like you have been indecisive.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes now, like, you wanted to practice, and instead of, you went for chai. Like, you know, just one example. And then, like, you are kind of scolding yourself, you know.
I usually don't do that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, you know, you are smart, yeah.
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 Yeah. Kind of like you are smart if you don't do that, you know. It's really good.
If you could maybe just talk about a little bit about the what the inner knowledge is.
Mm-hmm. Like, inner knowledge means, like,
seeking,
you know,
or
no, like the state of your being, you know. Like, inner knowledge means state of your being.
Like what? Like, I mean,
yeah. Kind of like, you know, like a like, you know, like you see some people and they don't speak, like, it's not speech, but just you recognize something, you know, something in them. Like, without any interaction, you know. Like something like you really, there is a recognition. So that is like a being, like, you know, like your, how you are.
As opposed to what you think.
Hmm?
Isn't the whole you, the whole being,
yeah.
It's way more than just what you think.
Yeah.
Sometimes what you think is not according to the whole being.
Like, you know, your thinking and, like, what you think and what you are, sometimes do you feel it's different?
Mm.
So this is what I'm, like referring. Yeah.
So it's learning to learning to follow that?
Learning to follow that, yeah. Like trying to follow that. Like generally we really jump for what I think. Because that gives me this comfortableness, you know. And I deny what I am.
We're talking about friends,
mm-hmm.
and that we should be around.
He suggests
there should be around people who are trying to do the same practice. And this practice is very complex.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I mean, at least for me, this is difficult to understand
mm-hmm.
and to follow. And it feels to me that. I don't know how many people in the world would be able
to follow this yeah.
and to follow
yeah.
this practice and everything and yet
yeah.
all these other people though they are like loving beings,
yeah.
great people.
Mm-hmm.
Even that dog that walks around here is a very nice dog.
Yeah.
So
yeah. yeah. Certainly.
I want to be friends with everybody, with a lot of people. So
yeah.
This thing of only keep this select group of
no,
people to be my
like,
friends.
No, like, you know, he doesn't mean, like, he means, like, you know, if once you are sparkled in life, so then, you know, it's, so that's what he means, you know, that if you can make use of the being, like, pushed into spiritual life.
I just want to go back to what you were saying about adopting other people's knowledge and
mm-hmm.
how that is very different than how you are.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, like, for example, usually when I most of the retreats I've done, you take the precepts, the five
mm-hmm.
precepts.
Yeah.
Is that why Open Dharma doesn't do it, so that there's no conflict with what we
should
or should not?
You know, it's probably like, you know, like giving like more opportunity to you so that you can, because generally like a, like what I feel that if I know that I am in Delhi, then I can plan my travel from Delhi. But if I know that I am in New York and actually I am in Delhi, it's very difficult to plan my travel.
It's difficult to travel from Delhi anyway.
Yeah. So this is like, you know, like this is why kind of like with the precepts, you know, generally the thinking mind thinks that I know this. So this is like kind of like we try to avoid it.